Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You're listening to the voice of authority, actionable insights, and expert analysis on daily sporting events.
In other words,
information you can take to the bank. Stay tuned for more sports gaming strategies that are as
good as gold.
We are Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM.
Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people, the busters, and everybody else in between. Throwing it down. The Monday Night Meltdown has begun. Sirius XM Channel 159. Let's do this thing. Sports Grid Radio Networks, the loudest station in the nation. We'll welcome our AM radio affiliates in a couple of moments. There's a lot of stuff to unpack here this evening. We got a full house. A great guest. Richard Garner will bat leadoff. We kick it old school. A lot of people always tell us, you know what, I miss you guys on the score. And you know what, I really enjoyed watching you on the score. Well, you know what, I haven't been on the score in 15, 16, 17 years or whatever the hell it's been. But we're on the grid on a nightly basis. And I told people, stop living in the past, live in the now. All right, and we got Richard Garner coming up now. Richard Garner will join us in a couple of moments. You want him? We got him. We're kicking it old school. I figured with all this Joe Rogan stuff and all this Aaron Rodgers stuff, there's only a few people that I could talk to about this, and Richard Garner is one of them. George Kurtz. We'll get Kurtz's take as well. Great show tonight. Russell Baxter will join us. As I stated, we got a full house. So Monday Night Football, Pittsburgh Steelers survive. We absolutely crush it. If you tuned in to Game Time Decisions, we gave you an 18-1 shot that actually hit. And, of course, in true degenerate gambler fashion, I'm thinking, man, I wish I had more on that. Man, I wish I would have put more on it. I got to tell you, too, I didn't realize. I thought it was just the Steelers 1-6 and Najee Harris to score a touchdown. He had to score the first touchdown of the game, and he did. I did not know that until after. I looked. I'm like, how come I didn't get paid yet? I'm like, I got the play in, and Najee Harris scored a touchdown. The Steelers won 1-6. Says Najee Harris score game's first touchdown. Well, F you pay me, all right, because he did. All right, he scored the first touchdown. The Steelers win from 1-6, and we hit the 18-1. Beautiful. We also hit Najee Harris to have the game's first touchdown at plus 300, and we also had a Najee Harris to score at any time. So not too bad. We hit a plus 300. We also had Freiermuth to score a touchdown at plus 330. So I'm in a decent mood tonight due to the fact that I hit a plus 300, a plus 330, and a plus 1,800. All right, everybody else hits one bet on Twitter. They pat themselves on the back. I'm giving you guys plus 330s, plus 300s, plus eight. You guys are like, eh. Yeah, well, it's all good. I clicked it, and that's all that matters, the account. I got to make up for what happened yesterday. We did kill it tonight. We gave you the Knicks. We gave you the Chicago Bulls. We gave you the Los Angeles Kings. We gave you Ovechkin to score a goal tonight, which Ovechkin did score a goal tonight. Ovechkin's now tied with Brett Hull, fourth overall all time. I got to tell you, it's a good thing Don Cherry's still not on TV. He'd be panicking right now. And you know now, like, listen, they did Don Cherry a favor, right? I even like Don Cherry, so I'm not anti-Don or anything like that. Everything's so political now. I'm not anti-Don, but they did him a favor, okay? I'm telling you right now. Don Cherry was really close to, like, going off and, like, being really over the top. At least now he can sort of be a martyr. Although you notice, like, people always will do that, right? Oh, we love Don Cherry. He got screwed over. Well, he's got a podcast. Are you supporting it? Do you subscribe? Oh, well, but, hey, oh, but. Yeah, it's a good thing to Don Cherry, though. He'd be panicked. The Russians taking over. The Russians. It's the late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Moranci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. What's going on? We welcome all of our AM radio affiliates joining the party on Sirius XM channel 159. We unpack a Monday night football game that, for lack of a better term, really was one of the worst officiated or most corrupt games in the history of sport. And there's really no excuses. Tony Corrente's been around forever, so you have to ask yourself. So either Tony Corrente's been in the league for like 88 years, and he's just a terrible referee, or Tony Corrente's been in the league for 88 years, and the dude's got an agenda, all right? Hey, Tim Donaghy just called, and he said that game was pretty suspicious. Earl Hebner called, who did the Montreal screw job. Earl Hebner says that's a disgrace to officiating. Dear God. You're the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Pittsburgh Steelers were like, they were like, you know, a politician, you know, basically. And like, they were like Kim Jong-un in North Korea with a rigged election and they somehow nearly lost. It's like, hey, listen, the election's rigged. Can you guys win? No, you're that bad of a candidate. Like the Pittsburgh Steelers, if they were a politician, they would have just lost to a dead man. Like, which people do sometimes. Like, honestly, like, there could not have been a more poorly officiated, more ones, like, it's one thing, too, when it's like, well, listen, the refs are just idiots, and they don't know what they're doing for anybody. Well, I don't know. I don't know. Taunting? What was the taunting? Football is an emotional game. So the guy comes up with a big tackle, he gets up, and he sort of, you know, does a little walk towards the Pittsburgh bench, doesn't say a word, taunting. But it's not a personal foul when Justin Fields gets lit up 5 seconds after the play and gets shoved in the back harder than Markieff Morris did tonight. Nikolai Jokic said, you know what, to the Morris brothers, I don't care. Bring it. And we'll get into that. As I stated, Tim Donaghy thinks that tonight's game was like an embarrassment. Vince McMahon thinks they went too far tonight. I guarantee you, Vince and Linda were watching the game tonight and said, oh, these guys, you know, I know how to script things, but they really went too far. Like, could they have, like, done it? Oh, yeah, don't forget they took a touchdown away from Chicago. I had money on Pittsburgh. I just won money on a Pittsburgh parlay on all these, you know, all these props and everything. The Chicago Bears got the Joan Collins special.
College football full circle.
Somebody call Shaw up. David, what are we doing out there in Palo Alto?
Honestly, I think they should whack him. I think they need to start over out there at Stanford. I know everybody's very respected.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
America's social casino.
And everybody, listen, this is years now. He's done a bad job out there. A bad job. Archaic offense. Regressed isn't even the word.
It's College Football Full Circle, weekdays, 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific, on the home of the Winning Edge, the Sports Grid Radio Network. How would you rather feel? Lost in a sea of stats, averages, and injury reports?
Just breathe, dude.
Or swimming in the warm waters of confidence that comes from having the winning edge?
We thought so.
We are Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM.
Oh, yeah, it's all set. They got the bug boy out.
The bug boy?
Yeah. The little fella's been riding his heart out. They're gonna break his maiden.
Really?
It's a little slow out there. It rained last night. Oh, this baby loves the slop. Loves it. Eats it up. Eats the slop. Born the slop. His father was a mutter.
His father was a mutter.
His mother was a mutter.
His mother was a mutter.
What did I just say?
The late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gable Morenci. We're throwing it down. It's the Monday Night Meltdown. SiriusXM Channel 159, a mightier 1090, San Diego, Los Angeles, in the house. Sports Map Radio, Sports Byline, the Armed Forces Radio Networks. We're kicking it. Sports Grid Radio Networks, the loudest station in the nation. It's been a wild night. We do have a basketball game going on, and I got to say, I don't really trust Charlotte, but the Lakers, you know, the Lakers are a fade, man. The Lakers are a fade, and Charlotte are up 6 right now. We'll keep our eye on that. If the number comes down a little bit, maybe I'll jump in on Charlotte or something. You know, we left it on the table, but we're in a good mood after hitting that 18-1 play tonight in this football game. But was I watching football or was I watching Monday Night Raw? Tony Corrente. Was that Tony Corrente or Tony Soprano? Like, honestly, you can ask yourself, are they incompetent? Is there an agenda? But Tony Corrente has been around forever. And you know the NFL officiating is bad. When all the NFL ex-referee stooges that have, like, high-paid gigs to come on and give their stupid opinions after, well, you know, it's a tough play. You know, when you're on the field there, Chuck, and, you know, the different replays, and, you know, Tony's a good referee, eh? And, like, you know, and all that. But if you guys will notice, even all, like, the nicest guys always say, I really don't know what they just called there. I don't really, you know. Like, tonight, I don't really see what Tony saw there. I don't know. Maybe saw, like, I don't know what Tony saw. Maybe Tony can't see, as we stated. Maybe Tony can't see. He's like the old lady that owns the Bears, all right? And she's asleep up there in the press box, and she doesn't fire Matt Nagy. Somehow the Pittsburgh Steelers win, and the Chicago Bears, what did they get? They got the cover, and they got the Joan Collins special. That's what they got. All right, let's bring in Richard Garner right now. Great to catch up with you, Richard. An eventful night. It's an eventful year, an eventful life. How you doing, Richard Garner, our old partner in crime, Sirius XM channel? I think it was 98 in the old days, Richard. How you doing, buddy?
Yeah, I think it was 98 for a while. Then it was 186, I think. But I guess I'm doing as well as anybody that lived through Sunday and tonight of, like, I had the old parlay calculator out. If you put a parlay together of the Broncos, the Jags, the Cards, you know, all the big upsets, and had the Bears won, $100 six-game parlay of all the biggest dogs this Sunday and Monday would have paid $242,000. And in most places, you couldn't even get a money line on the Jags because they weren't putting the money line up. It was Bills 14.5, and nobody could see that. So, I mean, I don't know how there's anybody left in a survivor pool now, Gabe.
Well, here is one parlay, and there's a lot of numbers that are being thrown out there about, like, you know, the $100 better this and that and everything. And in today's day and age, another annoying thing, everybody's posting tickets everywhere, right? This is how Darren Rovell makes a living. Yeah. So, got to know what some drunk dude at the sports book in Tacoma bet on Richard, right? But here's a guy, he bet $1, right? He bet $1. Cleveland Browns money line, Jags money line, Broncos money line, Falcons money line, Chargers money line, Chiefs money line, Cardinals money line, Pittsburgh Steelers money line, New York Giants money line. It's 2,300 to one. So the guy bet a dollar, and so it's 23,000 to one. So he basically won 2,300 bucks for a dollar. But it goes to show if you put real money on it. How many of those underdogs did you have this weekend? Because you're pretty much a dog better, aren't you?
So the dog I loved was Atlanta, and that almost came back to bite me. The other dog I loved was Minnesota. And, of course, they found a way to lose that game, as they do. There was no part of me, and probably I don't think anybody but a drunk bettor in Tacoma would have ever predicted the Jags were going to win that game in any way, shape, or form. The Titans, without Henry, didn't see that coming. But, obviously, I would say arguably more shocking than the Jags winning, you know, one of those odd 9-6 games where Allen – you know, the Josh Allen thing, too, was insane. The Josh Allen from the Jags sacks Josh Allen from the Bills, intercepts Josh Allen from the Bills, and recovers a fumble from Josh Allen of the Bills. First time in NFL history. If you had bet on that happening, Gabe, you'd be living in a mansion.
But they were both taken seventh overall in the draft, too, in back-to-back years.
Like, you can't write that stuff. But the Broncos going in and essentially shutting out Dallas at home. You know, if you watch Bridgewater a couple weeks ago, you know, on that Thursday nighter against Cleveland, you know, I came out of that stand like Bridgewater. I mean, he's just I wouldn't even say good, not great, mediocre, you know, like he's just one of those types of quarterbacks. Then he goes into Dallas on a Sunday and, you know, looks like John Elway. Like it's this league, Gabe, as you know, and as we've been talking about for years, you know, it's impossible to predict. The only person who could really be successful is somebody who's obviously got a time machine. And then you throw in the refs, right, which, you know, obviously played a big part tonight. And again, as we were talking about, Gabe, probably 10, 12 years ago, how does a league that does $12 to $14 billion a year in revenue have 60-year-old insurance salesmen refereeing NFL games?
That's like, being kind, 60. I know. Like,
how did you not see – like ripped studs, although you're seeing more of that now, a little more. You're seeing some younger guys. But I want to see 30-year-old ripped studs who work for the NFL year-round, and I want to see guys that can, you know. Like, Gabe, when you're watching a game in the year 2021 with all the tech we have, and you're seeing some guy on the sidelines see a pile up in the middle of the field, and he's looking across like 30 yards away, and
he's the spotter. Yeah, he's the spot. Yeah.
Foot. Oh, yeah, the guy was down right here. Come on, man.
And Richard, it's not even like some, you know, like jerk or like, you know, radio bit or something. But I even studied it. I did it on the air. The average man starts to lose their eyesight at 40 years old. Like I brought it up during the baseball playoffs. It's like, hey, Joe West is retiring. And you know what? He's 69. He's fat and out of shape and blind. Why don't we let him do the wild card game on the way out? Like, you know what I mean? It's like, why don't we let Grandpa drive in the Daytona 500 because he always wanted to? Like, yeah. No, and it's the same. Exactly. Like, it's just, it's common sense, Richard.
And layer onto it that Joe West also has an attitude.
Yeah, right? I know.
Like on top of it, if you even look at him the wrong way, he's tossing you.
And it turns out, oh, great, Tony Corrente's 69 years old. It turns out he is. And another thing is you notice, it's like a cartel, though, Richard, for real. So I remember I was like, God, man, screw you, Ed Hockley. I get it. You work out. You got big pipes. All right. You know what I mean? Like, screw off. So finally, Ed Hockley retires. Who replaces him? His son. What is this, a hardware store? Like, you know what I mean? It's like father. And the same thing with the Steratores. Like, there's like six of them. It's like, oh, yeah, Gene, this Steratore. And they do college basketball, too, Richard. So, like, here's Gene Steratore doing college ball. And it's not really as true, though, with the with the age requirement and stuff. And, like, listen, you and I have talked about it, and we'll get more serious on the other side, but it's the same thing. We talked about it, Richard, you know. Hey, great, it's an election. Our combined, you know, what are your choices? Well, the combined age is 192. Right. Well, we got a 78-year-old and a 74-year-old. Really on, on. They got the finger on the pulse of the future technology of the world, Richard. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. They literally could not get a job anywhere else.
No, they couldn't get a job. Like, and they're proud to always say, I don't know how to use a computer even.
Yeah. But you can. The one job you can get at 80 years old is the most important job in the world. Like, how on earth that make any sense?
Yeah.
And of course they say we hire a bunch of guys.
Presidents and referees in the Super Bowl. More with Richard Garner on the other side. Bring it.
Sports professor Rick Caro inside the $1.3 trillion business of sports with your daily numbers game. When FanDuel and DraftKings went head-to-head with commercials on a daily basis, competition is still there. The commercials aren't as intense. But FanDuel, by the way, sponsoring the NBA Bet Studio show on Monday nights, DraftKings sponsoring the NBA Bet Stream, maybe the first time we can see both of those companies.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coming together to sponsor independent parts of sports properties within the same sport. It's leading to other alliances, and with other companies like BetMGM and FoxBet out there, it may be time for some of these companies not to consolidate their assets, but to consolidate their marketing reach in certain opportunities. We know it's big, it's getting better, and it's time for ongoing creativity. Sports Professor Rick Caro, Daily Numbers Game.
You were born with it. It's always been there. It's been the basis of many, many friendships and connection with people who just
know and think like you do.
It's made life fun.
Welcome home
to the winning edge.
This is Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM.
You want some of this, don't you?
Yeah!
Well, you need to know the winner, and I know the winner. So call me now. $5 for the first minute, $2 for each additional minute.
You have reached the coach's hot
line.
Yeah, lay it on me, coach.
In the game of my MBA versus
Cincinnati. Come on, don't you realize this is costing me money?
The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gable Morenci. Throwing it down. Richard Garner joining us. George Kurtz will step up and in. Russell Baxter will join us later. Bax football guru. So, Richard, I wanted to get into Aaron Rodgers and talk a little Joe Rogan with you, a lot of stuff, but I just couldn't help but see right now in front of me they were talking about the Blackhawks, and they just had a crisis number up and all this. And I know you'll know what I mean when I say this. I love it's like the Dirty Laundry, one of the best songs ever written, right? The Don Henley. Is the head dad yet? Me and the boys in the newsroom got a running bet, right? It's just the words are so good. But you can see anchors can go from, and look at this adorable puppy in Kansas and in Iowa, and just doesn't that brighten your day? And then they'll turn the face, and there was a mudslide, right? And when people die, and sports people are so bad at it because they're not journalists or anything, right? So, whenever they start talking about the hockey stuff, Richard, when they put their fake, serious face on, Elliot Friedman cracks me up. The look of concern, right, when they're talking about the Blackhawks. The look of concern. It's you guys didn't know for the last 10 years yourselves, right? But you all look concerned now. And
I can't believe you're bringing this up.
I wasn't planned. I just sort of, the look of concern on their faces now just bothered me again. It's you look like actors and bad actors. You know what but I mean? I'm the look of concern. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about?
So this is I think it was yesterday. It was, I'm watching, I don't know what it was. I don't even know who it was, and it doesn't really matter because they all do it. I'm watching that pivot, to your point, from something to the, whatever. And then all of a sudden that story, they turn and they immediately, to your point, change their demeanor. They change their face, their voice. And it enrages me. you can do, it's just so utterly and completely disingenuous because you're going to be pivoting back to talking about the game in 2 minutes. So you can do something with respect and dignity without having to all of a sudden sound, and now we have to go to the block. Just stop it, man. It's gross to watch. It's totally inauthentic. Everybody sees through it. So just be a professional and go, in that developing story out of Chicago, there's more news. There's a way to do it that I think is actually more dignified than essentially doing bad acting like you were talking about. It's awful to watch.
Yeah, it's almost like they're poppies. You know what I'm saying?
Let's just be real. All see through it, man. Nobody believes that you were sitting behind the desk before.
Yeah, that you guys were all discussing this all night in a serious manner, right?
Come on, man. I said
earlier before you joined us, listen, I like Don Cherry. I got nothing against him, right? But at the same point in time, I think he was done a favor. It wasn't going to end well for him either way. And he didn't want it to end well. He was going to go out, you know what I'm saying? He was going to go out.
Yeah.
And he would have went out much crazier if he could have, at the end.
Yeah.
So I think they did him a favor, but I just brought it up with Ovechkin now tying Brett Hull fourth overall. It's not if, it's going to happen. And he's going to be the leading goal scorer. And I was just thinking about specifically Don Cherry. It'll burn the hell out of him, bro. It ain't Bobby Orr. It ain't Wayne Gretzky. It ain't a good old Canadian boy. It's Alexander Ovechkin. You know what I mean?
I wonder, Gretzky will probably be asked to do what Howe did and what Hull did.
Gretzky said, Gretzky's on TV now, right? And he's not as boring as I thought he would be. Because I thought, oh, God, what the hell? You hired this guy.
Terrible.
Yeah. You know what they've done, though? They bring Barkley in all the time. And he's buddies with Barkley. So Barkley knows how to get it out of him, right? Barkley's nearly always on with him. So he actually said, and I believe him, he said he's pulling for it because it's going to be great for the game and the publicity it's going to bring for the game.
Yeah, fair enough. I'll be curious to see. I'm sure he will because he's Wayne Gretzky, but you know how they follow the guy the last 3 or 4 weeks or whatever, 3 or 4 games, just in case Buddy scores. So Gretzky's sitting in the stands waiting for a Russian guy. Look, it is. I think it's a good sign that things have changed, and obviously Jagr's up there. At some point, probably down the line, there'll be more Europeans. Look, if we didn't want other people playing the game, then just call it the CHL and build a wall. right? It's an international game. So in this, you know, by the end of 2021...
Don Cherry sort of wanted to do that, right? He tried to do that with his junior team. That was the best, though.
Yes.
It was the best. Don Cherry, guys, got his own team, and he basically said, I'm only having Canadians on it. I don't want any foreigners.
Yeah.
They were the worst team ever. No, they were the worst. They set a record. Then he said, all right. We should know it was Americans and Canadians only. And it was literally 2 years in a row of, like, the worst team in the history of the Ontario Hockey League. And, like, he ran him into the ground. All right, so ton of stuff I want to get to. So let's get into the Aaron Rodgers stuff. And only because, you know, me and Richard go way back. We're longtime friends, and we've been on the show together. And me and Richard also have a different type of perspective, and it's amazing, isn't it, Richard, to see people that were sort of our peers or in our own little world and stuff, like how powerful some of them are. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, like Dana White's a great example, right? So I remember Dana White used to call Richard to promote, like, UFC events, right? He'd be glad to come into the studio and stuff.
We had him up in John Levy's office couple of times back.
Like those days are gone. You know what I'm saying? Like, so he's like a billionaire. And then Joe Rogan was a funny guy on News Talk Radio and Fear Factor, who did a good job on UFC and had a good career as a comedian. And now is like a 100 millionaire, the Spotify podcast and all that. And, you know, I've always been a fan. I know you've liked him a lot. And I was always more of a Joey Diaz guy. I was never buddies with Rogan. I was with Coco Diaz, right? Smoking weed and stuff. But nevertheless. But I did tell you, I don't know, it was about a year ago or so, too. I don't know. I didn't like the Sandy Hook stuff with Alex Jones. I'm thinking, why are you giving this guy this platform, bro? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then there were just and there was a couple of other instances where I was like, well, I don't agree with this stuff. But I'm thinking, I don't know, you seem to be giving these guys a lot of platforms you don't agree with. But maybe the other sides don't come on, right? Maybe, you know what I mean? So I did tell you before, you know, I don't know, it kind of turns me off a little bit. Then I sort of thought, is he just trolling people, right? And I don't know if it's him, because I don't even listen to a show, so I don't even know. I don't, you know, I never did. I'm too busy with my own stuff. But he sort of morphed from talking about the UFC on his podcast to global issues. But amazes me how much power and influence he has. Dave Portnoy, Barstool, Tucker Carlson, celebrity them, and this all just sort of started with Trump. And I know Joe Rogan doesn't intend to be political, but just like Aaron Rodgers, everybody becomes these political pawns, man.
Well, it's an odd sort of demonstration of the times we're living in, obviously. Rogan really starts the podcast, as to your point earlier, initially it's all UFC kind of, right? Comedians and UFC. That's basically what he's, you know, the two areas that he could claim some degree of expertise. He's not looking to do much more than that, but he starts talking to different actors, different whatever. And for whatever reason, and he says this and I believe him because it's true. He's regularly saying now, I don't know what happened. Like, I don't know what happened. I don't know why I'm doing, like, 200 million downloads a month. It doesn't make sense. But it just, you know, obviously there was some sort of perfect storm confluence of events. But I will give him credit in a couple of different areas. One, Trump wanted to do his podcast leading up to the election. He said no. Biden's people wanted to do the podcast. He said no. Bernie wanted to do the podcast. He said yes, and he had Bernie on. He has been, I think, mischaracterized now. And again, I will agree with you that when you have Alex Jones on and Gavin, what's buddy from Proud Boys there?
McInnes.
Gavin Smith?
Yeah,
Gavin
who started
McInnes.
In Montreal at the Biff Tech bar, like in the old days.
Gabe,
exactly.
Gabe, listen, man. Like, I know, like, you and I grew up watching Vice as one of these little throwaway free papers in a little, you know, steel box beside the Ottawa.
I remember bitching at them. How come you don't review my homicide record?
So but that's another similar story. There's no way they're anticipating becoming what they became. And all of a sudden, he's...
I know, good point. Look how powerful they are. Vice Media, right, and all that. That Shane guy's got billions, too. He's another one.
Yes, and we talk about, we talked about the arc of Alex Jones. Back in the day when, you know, he was on terrestrial radio, he just sort of launched Prison Planet, which is just, now we're back in the early 2000s. You know, he's a reasonable guy. Like, he certainly was a hardcore right-wing Christian dude. But his whole thing was, I'm not on either side. They're all, nobody gets elected. They all get selected. He was anti-Bush. And, sorry, are we coming up to a break?
Yeah, we got a break coming up here. Man, Richard's got the ears. Some of our guests talk right through the music. You know, our producer says 30 seconds. Garner, like, oh, we're coming to a break. Impressive. All right, people are enjoying the conversation. Late Night Anger Management Class. More Richard Garner. We got another segment with Richard on the other side. We'll get an Arizona Roger Show. We're going to more bring it.
This is the Technology Minute with George Capalbo.
In the last decade, robots have been developed with the ability to shave your face, wash and blow dry your hair, and even cut it.
Let's take a little off the top.
What?
But there's been very little research, however, into robotic hair comb.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
I mean, seems odd, but seriously, this is a huge quality of life and labor issue in hospital rehab care. So now, researchers at MIT have developed an AI robotics based on the physics of how DNA strands entangle. AI identifies the curliness of your mane and makes a plan to comb out your crew cut or beehive. Only problem.
Please, hold your head perfectly still or I can't be responsible.
Ow! It's only been tested on mannequins, no human volunteers! Follow me at G Capalbo on Twitter and stay tuned to The Technology Minute for more cool stuff like this.
No doubt about it.
Things are crazy right now.
Just read a paper.
On second thought, don't.
You're listening to something
rock solid.
Something to depend on.
Believe in.
Expert information on gaming.
Odds.
And more.
This
is Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM.
Hey, you tell that son of a bitch no Yankee is ever coming to Houston.
Not as long as you bastards are running things.
Hey, now speak up, George. I can't hear you. You tell that son of a bitch no Yankee is ever coming to Houston. Not as long as you bastards are running.
It's too good.
Absolute top five for me, that.
That might be the best one. Yeah, yeah. Like, just the whole... And because the runner comes into town and starts talking like him. Oh, what a beautiful bastard, baby. Hey, George, you like to drink? Not as much as this bastard.
And all... Remember, Gabe, all they could say at the time, literally, were two. They could say bastard and son of a bitch. So they just kept going back and forth between, yeah, this bastard and son of a bitch, yet it was super hilarious.
I use Seinfeld as my guideline. I've gotten it before. I've gotten a son of a bitch. They're like, dude, I don't think you should say son of a bitch and stuff. And I told someone, I said, they say it on Seinfeld. If NBC approved it, you can. That's what I tell people. Oh, I'm like, yeah, NBC approved that years ago. Yeah, calm down, all right? Like, all right, listen, I'm not going to say the word, but I won't get into it. But affiliate world could be an interesting one. So, Richard Garner with us. So, Rich, let me ask you. So, after also Joe Rogan, and listen, McAfee's on our network. I've been on the show with him. Pat's a great guy. I've been on a Pat McAfee show. And it's crazy. I went on once, picked up a million fans and stuff. Like, he's powerful in the sports world now. Like, he's the kingpin, right? So, he's got Aaron Rodgers on every week, which isn't easy to have. So, he's got Rodgers on every week. And obviously, Rodgers lit the world on fire on Friday. And then, you know, the Joe Rogan part really set people off when he said, and I couldn't help but fall for that part, when he said I consulted with Joe Rogan. And then it was just weird 24 hours later seeing Joe Rogan just as the guy in the octagon, wasn't it?
Yeah, I find it weird. I watched the card on Saturday night and, you know,
good card.
It was a great card. It was a classic card, obviously. But, yeah, to see him out there, like, again, it's just weird that guy that we used to interview him and Dana back in the day. I remember the first, before you and I worked together, I was at Sportsnet still. We went down in 2005 before Tito Ortiz and can't remember who he was fighting. It was the Eagles-Patriots Super Bowl, Donovan McNabb. And so we just rolled in. Again, UFC still hasn't really blown up at this point. And it was me, a couple other media people, and, you know, Rogan was super intensely talking to, you know, one radio guy doing an interview. His head was sweating. Dana was doing another interview. And I remember thinking, like, you know, there's nobody here, right? There was nobody here. And, of course, they were out doing their best to promote it. Rogan, when we started asking him fighting questions, and again, even to his credit then, he was like right away, you know what? I got a guy who knows it. He's been in the cage. Eddie Bravo, come over here. And he all of a sudden gets us to start interview the fighters, right? He wanted us to, like, the fighter talk, he wasn't super comfortable getting into that. But Dana White came right at us, right? And we asked him a question like, you know, when do you think something like, when do you think the UFC is going to be on, you know, ESPN SportsCenter type stuff? When do you think it's going to be legit? And he just right away, like it was our fault or something. When you guys start having a mouth to air our highlights, I'm like, we're here. We're the only guys here. Why are you yelling? But you could, I mean, again, if we walked out of that room that day, Gabe, and I said to you, one guy is going to have a $100 million deal, and another guy is going to be worth $400 million after doing a multi-billion-dollar deal, you would have said I was crazy.
Yeah, and here we are.
Nothing. Who knew, man? And here we are.
Nothing. So let me ask you quickly. This is off topic, but I couldn't help but think, because I thought of you, actually, and you told me that you were in Vegas with him, and it was quite the time. And that's Jesse Palmer, who's now, like, he's the host of The Bachelor now, and just this big TV mega personality as well, but who actually is a nice guy, right, Jesse Palmer?
Super guy, yeah, yeah. We spent time here, actually. It was in Toronto multiple times, because he would be here doing things. You know, obviously we'd be at the same events, and he's a guy from Ottawa, right? Now, we didn't know each other back in Ottawa. I'm probably, I think, 10 years
old. Or he's from the Peon, right, which is Ottawa, exactly, right? Yeah, yeah.
And yeah, he was, you know, he was a really good quarterback then, but I think I was already living here when he started playing, whatever. But an absolute, like, just a sensational dude and a funny guy. Like, across the board, you can tell why he's popular on these shows. Because it's the old, you know, the guys want to be him and the women want to be with him, right? So, yeah, like, if that guy had great success in the NFL as a quarterback, it almost would have been unfair.
No, you're right. It worked out for him. Well, you know what happened? He went on The Bachelor as a contestant, and Tom Coughlin was the wrong guy to do it with. He was the backup, and he told him, you know what, son? Maybe television entertainment is more for you. And Jesse was, you know what? You're right. And so it was one of those deals. You know what I mean? He said, you know, and Coughlin wasn't even like, hey. He just said, you know, it seems like you sort of have, and he basically told him, you're not that good anyways, right? Like, you know, so that was the famous thing with Wally Buono, who has the strongest handshake I've ever had in my life. Yeah, you know, he breaks your hand, Wally.
The size of a bear.
But Wally Buono had The Rock on the team, right? And Dwayne Johnson wanted to play football, and he made the team. And The Rock made the team, the Calgary Stampeders. And Wally Buono knew his parents and his grandparents were all wrestlers and all that. And he said, listen, Dwayne, he said, I know, you know, you're trying to avoid, you know, you want to be your own man and stuff. But he said, you made the team. He goes, I just want to let you know, you're a backup and you're a special teamer. And quite frankly, you'll never really be that good. And I think you're crazy. You should be a wrestler. So I'm cutting you.
Thank you cards.
And I was thinking about that now. Like, he's another one. The Rock. Like, you know what I mean? I thought about that. You should send Wally Buono like a gift basket every Christmas. So Aaron Rodgers, and you and I haven't gotten into the vax and all that type of stuff, but what lit it all up, and listen, my deal with this, Richard, is I'm old school. I'm from the Bo Schembechler school here. The team. And I figured, listen, you're a quarterback and you're willingly, you know, you're not taking one for the team here. Right? So I'm more about the football. Look, they lost the game without him. Now maybe you don't have home field and all of that. But the double standard, this is where it gets me. So Joe Rogan, to his credit, and I love when he said, he goes, man, it's freaking me out. He goes, people take everything I say so seriously. And he said, I'm an idiot. He goes, I don't know what, don't take what I say seriously. I'm just a guy doing a show here. I'm an idiot. I'm not saying I'm right. I'm just doing the show. But then Aaron Rodgers says, well, I consulted with Joe Rogan about it because Joe Rogan did the COVID video of the ivermectin or the horse stuff, whatever you want to call it, Richard. So you can understand how that opened up the Pandora's box. But what's your take on Rodgers? Is he a lying son of a bitch? Is he a critical thinker, as he said, which implies that everyone that got a shot isn't a critical thinker? How do you see Aaron Rodgers in all of this?
So this is how I would break it down, Gabe. One of my least favorite expressions, it's up there with taking candy from a baby, is having your cake and eating it too. Like, come on, man. That's brutal. I don't know why we still say it. But we understand what it means, right? We understand what it means, and unfortunately, I don't have a better example right now. So the old have your cake and eat it too. This is the Aaron Rodgers that I see. He is a guy that definitely wants to be seen as the smartest guy in the room and is, from all accounts, from his teammates, he's a guy that you and I would hang out with and have a blast with because he's an alternative thinker and has been. He's even been called by his teammates. He's our resident conspiracy theorist.
Danica Patrick, who he was with before, evidently, I didn't know this, but she has a podcast in which she's actually pretty open-minded about things, right?
Yeah. She's right into consciousness and interviewing all sorts of interesting people. And, you know, full disclosure, every aspect of this I'm on board with. So that's okay. That's who you want to be. Now let's bring Kyrie Irving into the situation, okay? Kyrie Irving, you know, he's not hosting Jeopardy, right? He's not discount double check, right?
Yeah. If anyone's getting woke canceled, right? Right.
Yeah. So, but Kyrie Irving already had that flat Earth stuff on his ledger, but he was willing right out of the gate to make no bones about it. He wasn't messing around. And again, nobody was surprised when he said he wasn't getting vaccinated. But Rodgers, although he wants to be that guy that's against the grain, he's a critical thinker. But what did he do ultimately when push came to shove, Gabe? He didn't have the guts to come out day one and go, yeah, I'm not taking it. Here's why. And I'll deal with the consequences. He let Kirk Cousins go through that. Cole Beasley go through that. But again, do Cole Beasley or Kirk Cousins have State Farm deals, Gabe? No, they don't.
No.
So he thinks to himself, well, I guess, you know, I am a critical
thinker. I'll get away with it for as long as I can. That's what he thought.
Because I have too much to lose. If he was really principled, he would have said, he would have come out right out of the gate and said what his position was and said, let the chips fall where they may. If I lose my sponsorship deal, I don't care. But he knew long term NFL is going to be over in a few years. You know, he could be doing his own TV show, his Jeopardy type stuff. If he got labeled as an anti-vaxxer, that could put all that stuff in jeopardy going forward, no pun intended. So in the end, he thinks, again, I'm going to outsmart everybody with I'm immunized. And in the end, that obviously came back to haunt him because he was rolling the dice that he was not going to be ever testing positive. And unfortunately, he lost the gamble. I don't care that he isn't vaccinated. I respect everybody's rights to do that. I understand your point about the team concept. It's tough. But, I mean, the point would be that this is obviously a thing that transcends sports, right? Like, if you're not getting vaccinated, it's not just, I don't think I'm going to get vaccinated. Well, then it would be, if you're just an idiot, you're just trying to be, you know, if you're just trying to be a boat rocker.
Well, not to mention, Richard, look, Darren Waller of the Raiders got fined $30,000 for having a Halloween party with not a mask once. Aaron Rodgers, yeah, like, is a walk-in violation all year, bro. Like, yeah, the Packers lied and he lied. They all lied. And did the NFL know? Like, this is a who, what, when, where. No one could get suspended for this, but I agree with you. He just sort of does want it both ways. And, you know, oh, now I'm going to be canceled. State Farm didn't cancel you. Although I do find it funny.
Did you read the statement? It was pretty incredible, actually.
Yeah, because that's the new thing, bro. Everything, they're scared, right? They don't want to be on Fox and Tucker Carlson going after them, right? That's what it's about. So they want to lay low. But I love this, Richard. I tweeted it out. State Farm had 394 ads run yesterday during football games.
Wow.
Six of them were with Aaron Rodgers only. Normally, 54% of them are. But they said, no, we're not driving. They just sort of pulled him from the rotation for a couple of weeks. You hear what I'm saying?
I guess old Jake from State Farm was sitting with his fingers crossed at home thinking, all right, more work for old Jake from State Farm. Jake.
Another Super Bowl pass.
And old Patty Mahomes.
Yeah, that's too good.
Look,
that's
in the
good.
End, like, this is, like, to your point, this is, like, imagine, you know what the scenario is going to be. Imagine we're talking in January, they're in a conference final game on the road.
Yeah, coulda, shoulda, woulda. Yeah, they lost the game. Yeah,
and that's the, again, another bad expression. You made your bed. So
well, how about him quoting? Sorry, Richard. How about him quoting Martin Luther King? And you know, like,
did he? I didn't hear.
Yeah. He compared himself to Martin Luther King and about, you know, unjust laws must stand up to unjust laws. Like, that's upsets. It upset Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Hell, Michael Strahan, who's pretty, you know what I mean, non-controversial, said, hey, there's a time to quote Martin Luther King. That ain't it. Right? Like, Aaron Rodgers, like you said, he thinks he's the martyr, he's the victim, but he's incredibly thin-skinned. You know what I mean? All right, we'll wrap up with Richard on the other side. Late Night Anger Management Class, bring it.
The Sports Grid Radio Network presents This Date in Sports History.
We are looking at a sport.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is Michael Rosenbaum.
Hey, folks, let me tell you that drinking and driving is a decision that will change your whole world.
Things will never be the same once you get a DUI, because legal fees and time in court are just the beginning. Getting into a crash is another way your world could be irreversibly changed after drinking and driving. Your vehicle may not be the only thing that gets damaged in that crash. You could face a life-altering injury or even death. But you're not the only one who could face those consequences. Your decision to drink and drive could permanently change someone else's world, whether you injure them or leave their loved ones grieving. The next time you're out drinking, call a rideshare, a taxi, a sober friend, or a designated sober driver. Always plan for a safe ride home. The only decision that will change your world for the better is the decision to call for a sober ride. It's never worth it to drive drunk. Don't risk it. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
Legend in the purple truck.
1996, Evander Holyfield upsets Mike Tyson.
Holyfield continues to dig in. A left hook to the head. He's got Tyson in trouble. Tyson's ready to go. Straight right hand. The champ is off the fight. And Holyfield has
it. I can't believe what I'm saying. It's the most unbelievable thing I've ever been privileged to witness.
For Sports Grid Radio, I'm Mike Demergis.
Opinions.
Everybody's got one.
You know the rest.
The trick is finding one that's actually backed up by expert analysis and accurate information.
The word is trust.
And we've got plenty of it to go around.
Get the winning edge.
This is Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM.
Oh yeah, thanks, Mean Gene. The late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. I am Morency. Man, great show tonight. That hour just flew by with Richard Gunter. Great catching up with you. We'd do this more often. Richard's a busy guy. Maybe now we'll set a schedule, and you know, if we can do Mondays or whatever, we can. It took me a drunk message in the middle of the night telling Richard, I told you, Rogan. and it led to this. And great stuff. So the 20th anniversary, hard to believe, and Garner was a big part of it. 20 years of Sports Rage is coming up, Richard, on January the 6th, 2002. It's when it all began. So here we are. It's hard to believe, man. We made it 20 years. We're not there yet, but we're hitting five different cities along the way that we broadcasted from. New York, Las Vegas, Toronto, Vancouver, Montreal. Toronto is going to be on January the 8th, Saturday, January the 8th. So we look forward to seeing you.
Yeah, you know what? You'll see me in Toronto and you'll see me in Montreal, Gabe. I won't be missing the... Like, obviously, they'll all be great, but of course, Montreal is going to be off the hook, as the kids once said. So, yeah, count on me being there at a couple of stops.
Oh, and you know what works out well, too? The Raptors play the Jazz the night before on Friday night. But the Montreal one, it's just made to be, Richard. The Canadians play the Devils at, like, 1 in the afternoon.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. So we're all going to go to the game in the afternoon and then do the show at night. And we're not live on anything, so it'll just be more of a party than a show. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah,
it's going to be a great... We'll have a mic and speakers and all that, but, you know, we don't have to worry about drinking, basically. So it's a party. You know. That's why I made them on Saturdays. I didn't want to do it live and all that. You know, I've been down that road, Garner. I've learned some lessons along the way.
I've been down that road with you, man. Good choice. Glad to see the wisdom seeping in.
Yeah, if you're going to do it on Saturday. You know what I'm saying?
makes a lot more sense, man.
Yeah, that's my ideal. Hey, it's great catching up. Where can people find you, and what are you doing? You got shows going on? What's going on?
Yeah, I got a few things doing. I'm doing stuff with The Pulse. So if you check out The Pulse on YouTube, it's a YouTube
the Pulse.
Channel for... Yeah, it's an independent news channel. It's part of Collective Evolution, which is a website that's been around for like 12 years, you know, sort of more alternative consciousness stuff.
Thanks, Richard.
Check me out on The Pulse. Talk to you later.
Bring it.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Drinking and driving is a decision that will change your whole world.
Things will never be the same once you get a DUI, because legal fees and time in court are just the beginning. Getting into a crash is another way your world could be irreversibly changed after drinking and driving. Your vehicle may not be the only thing that gets damaged in that crash. You could face a life-altering injury or even death. But you're not the only one who could face those consequences. Your decision to drink and drive could permanently change someone else's world, whether you injure them or leave their loved ones grieving. The next time you're out drinking, call a rideshare, a taxi, a sober friend, or a designated sober driver. Always plan for a safe ride home. The only decision that'll change your world for the better is the decision to call for a sober ride. It's never worth it to drive drunk. Don't risk it. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
Hey, this is Steve Gorman, radio host, sports commentator, former drummer for the Black Crowes. The winter holidays are here, a time for festive celebrations, family gatherings, and ringing in the new year. Whether it's a holiday party, a night out with friends, or just relaxing by the fire with a few drinks, it's a season full of good cheer. But here's something else to add to your holiday plans, a safe and sober ride home. Just like in sports and music, always have a game plan. And the most important part of any plan is sticking to it. If you plan to drink, take that plan a step further. Call a rideshare, a taxi, a sober friend, or have a designated driver lined up before the night begins. Drinking and driving is a decision that can change your life and the lives of others forever. A DUI, a crash, an injury. The consequences are real and lasting. So please, for your sake and for everyone else on the road, make the smart choice. Get a sober ride home. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.